Joining us now in our studios, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Mardig. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. The commute, I'm sure, was not fun, but at least we all live in town.
Slow and very wintry wonderland-like.
Like every Tuesday and Wednesday, it seems like last 4 weeks we've had something like this happening, so we want to thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, we brought the snow with us,
right? City business must go on, and it does. We just get the snow out of the way, and the plows have been out already this morning. Let's talk about last night's meeting. You had a city council meeting. Let's go right into the regular agenda. First of all, you had an update on the hospital clinic and birthing unit. They've got an expansion going on there. They're doing an add-on. What did you find out? How's things going?
So the city council had previously kind of given direction on the construction of the facility as far as what approvals were necessary, what specifically they were delegating, because ultimately the council retains the authority on the construction expansion of any capital facility. So the hospital CEO, Mr. Underdahl, was in to give an update on the project last evening. They basically had a team get together. They sent out RFPs for proposals for the construction management services of that. And they had a team representative on the hospital board, a city council representative, as well as some of their clinical staff and also participants on the administrative team. And they ultimately, I think, sent it out to eight invitations. They received six back quality proposals that they received. And they ultimately came back and selected RGM to work with on that project. So they're working on contract terms, really kind of gave an update to the council that they'd be looking at coming back to the hospital board and city council for design information in April and May. So as they kind of move along, they'll be getting project updates on the design of both the clinic and the birthing unit expansion. With if all goes well, they could be seeing construction documents approved in June, and then kind of starting construction in late summer if everything falls into place.
I would imagine the goal then would be to get the shell of the building up and work on it throughout the winter?
I would assume so. Okay. We didn't really get a detailed full construction schedule at this point. They basically told us when the start date was supposed to be planned, but pretty major project, so my guess is it could take some time, so you're probably right. They'd be probably working on construction over the winter period.
All right. You also had on the agenda, the Milltown's Trail, a possible grant for an underpass there. Tell us about where that is, where the grant is, where the underpass would be. And
So this is, it's in the council's strategic plan to really identify and firm up a route for Milltown's Trail through our city, or update that. I think there's been a proposed route previously, maybe in the comprehensive plan. But this is an opportunity to really identify what the route is and to potentially secure some resources to help build it maybe in the future. The proposed route right now is running along Jefferson Parkway and then would cross that intersection of 246 where the roundabout is proposed to go in, and that would be happening in 2020. So there's an opportunity right now for us to pursue some additional funds to get the underpass, because it needs to be a grade separated crossing for the Milltown's Trail. So to solicit some additional funding to help us get the underpass portion of Milltown's Trail put in when we are doing the roundabout. And it's significant cost. It looks like just one underpass for that section over there is about $790,000. So this would be a grant for $150,000 of that. We've already secured additional funds from MnDOT for the actual roundabout, about $1.4 million for that project. So it's just really looking ahead, making sure that we're coordinating projects and not having to come back and redo something just to put in that section of the Milltown's Trail.
As far as the overall design, we have so many things going on, I just lose track. Has that been designed yet, that roundabout? That there's no design or anything yet. That can be incorporated, correct?
That's right. The council had previously authorized the going ahead with the request for proposals for the design services for the project construction, and the plan is that we would get to 30% design and then really make decisions on where to go from there. So the proposal, we're really in that proposal phase. And I would even say on the cost estimate that at this stage, when you put in a grant, hopefully this is a high number. So we haven't done formal cost estimating related to current market conditions and things. So estimating high, but again, the good news is we did get $1.3 million roughly in state grant funds for the overall project, like with the roundabout. But that's kind of, as the mayor talked about, the timing of the approval of Middletown's Trail and the final decision there. Now that we've got that funding from the state, the clock is ticking, so mm-hmm. we're really looking at this being a 2020 project in order to take advantage of those grant funds. So as we try and explore other potential funding opportunities for the trail, underpass or underpasses, we really got a limited time period to look at doing that.
Okay.
So we would normally, in perfect circumstances, have an identified route and all of the information ready to go before you put a grant application in. There was some council discussion on that last night, but I think the council said, let's at least give it a try. It keeps the door open in case we were to get some extra funding, and we ended up moving ahead with the underpass in the future.
Now, that $790,000, would that be, is that just kind of a number at this point? Could it be less if you work it in with the overall design scheme when you're putting it together with the roundabout? If that's worked in, could that be less, or are we pretty confident it's going to be $800,000?
Well, the plans would be is that we would be doing an underpass at the time of the construction project.
Okay.
So we would trench it and then put in basically the concrete pieces that kind of fit together. So I would just say in general that this is a very early conceptual phase engineer estimate that hopefully is a very high number. But these are underpasses do cost some dollars, and they're pretty substantial pieces of development. There's sidewalks leading up to it. There's potentially drainage issues that you have to help take care of. So they're no small project, but also we've got three schools right in that corridor, mm-hmm. and it's a heavily trafficked area, so safety is obviously a concern for us as well.
All right. Let's move on. You had you approved a conditional use permit for a solar garden last night. Tell us about that.
So a new solar garden is proposed to go in over in our farthest northwest corner, really, of the city, at the corner of Garrett and 320th. It's another... what is that? 1.8 million kilowatt hours of clean local energy. That's what it would deliver. And it says the investment has a contract life of about 25 years. There was some concerns out there just in terms of drainage and buffering. There's a buffering already is taken into account for along roadways, but not mm-hmm. necessarily. The ordinance doesn't really call for buffering between residences and the solar garden. And so there was a condition put on the, added to the resolution to add some additional buffering along the west side.
Where is Garrett Avenue? I have no idea. I haven't heard of that one. That's a new one.
That's because it's on the outskirts of the city, Jeff.
So it is actually within the city
yeah,
limits?
Yeah, if you come in the, to kind of get down to North Avenue, the furthest west roadway to access there, if you're kind of coming into the mm-hmm. hospital on that part of town, that's
okay.
That gravel road, well, it starts paved and then it turns to gravel road is that
okay.
location. So yeah, and again, it's an agricultural zoning district right now, so if the adjacent properties were zoned like residential, there would be required screening, but it is more of an ag area. But we do have people out in the rural areas that live not too far from there, and also someday that's planned to be developed at some point. So at least this puts into place, with the council's action, adds some additional screening on the west side, I believe, is where they added some. So basically three sides of the property would have some vegetative screening on it, and they are doing fencing as part of it mm-hmm. as well. So
is this project green-lighted, basically? Is that going to happen now, or where are we at in
well,
the process?
Well, I believe this is the only council approval, as we know at this point, that's required to it. So they have not done full plan sets. There was a lot of discussion or concerns raised about drainage. There's been some challenges with the other solar garden site that they've had to deal with some drainage issues. They do not have an approved stormwater management plan at this point. So we get in a review of all that. That has to be approved. So building permits. So there's still a number of administrative processes that have to take place. But from a council perspective, it at least allows them to move ahead through the next phases.
All right. Let's move on. Talk about DSI, Dick Sanitation Incorporated. They their contract contracted with the city, and that runs through, I believe, the end of next month. The expiration's coming up, and you're looking at renewing that right now. When you look at renewing this, are we basically just kind of doing the same services? What? Mm-hmm. How are there going to be additional things we put into that contract? Has it changed, I guess, in the last few years since we originally had the contract?
Well, it's a 6-year extension of mm-hmm. this contract. contract. So it's a pretty significant contract going through 2025. So I think the council is just really taking some time to look at it, making sure that it's got new innovative opportunities for us as we're looking at waste hauling and the landfill, the Rice County landfill, and our responsibility in being environmentally friendly, reducing waste, recycling, and making sure that there are opportunities out there for our people who maybe want to do organic waste and yard waste pickup. So there are different cities that are doing new things, and some of those things are really beneficial to people, and so mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we have some of those offered to our people.
Okay. Now, there is, if I'm not mistaken, there's already a company here in town operating with the organic waste. Is that correct? Are they still operating?
Yeah, they're up in operation, mm-hmm. and so that system's available for people now. The way that it's written on the organics, too, is it's a clause, basically, that could be executed to implement that. The current containers that they brought forward, at least for a discussion last night, would allow, if we choose the DSI option in the future, would be to allow both kind of yard waste and the organic combined container system. Mm-hmm. So there was some discussion about that, too, about, well, what if the people don't need the yard waste? Are there other ways to do the composting? There's also been a lot of council interest at the previous work session and last night, too, to look at how can we encourage people to go and to use less waste, and are there ways to offer, like as an example, a smaller container than we currently offer now. We have a 14-gallon container that's not available to the public right now, but there are still people that are grandfathered in under that program, so we got 58 people there. The 35-gallon container, which is the next smallest size, has got a lot of people using that one. So I think that was one of the questions, to say they do have 20 gallons in other communities. Can we do that? Can we do a cost structuring that if we do the organic and yard waste, it might have incentives for people to be able to use less of the other waste? For example, some communities do every other week pickup. So I think there was a lot of discussion there. And as the mayor said, right now this is a long contract. So we even talked about, is it realistic between now and the end of the month to get that done at the end of March? The mayor said maybe we need to do a short-term extension to give us a little more time. So certainly we want to get it right and make sure that we're thoughtful on it.
As DSI, are they working with you on this, working with city staff, I'm presuming?
Yeah, they're really working with the city staff. They were there last evening as well, and they were listening intently, I'm sure. So we'll take some of what they heard from the council and see if we can see what we come up with for ideas to on kind of next steps for it.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just there's a couple of different on that or something mm-hmm. else.
All right, whatever you'd like to say.
Just make sure I'm following your program there, Jeff.
Sure.
So just there's a couple of different events that are coming up here. I know city staff are working on an engagement plan around our accessory dwelling unit topic area that the council's still considering. That's due on our council work session April 9th. So sometime between now and April 9th, please, mm-hmm. if people can be watching for that, we really want to get out there and get a wide cross-section of the community engaged with this and make sure that they have the necessary education in front of them so mm-hmm. Everybody knows and understands what's happening with that. There is also a Climate Action Plan educational event scheduled for February 28th, so that's next week, Thursday, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the high school auditorium. So they're just really inviting everyone out and about, you know, families, as it should be a great event. There's also a State of the City event on March 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the White's Creek and Performance Hall. So just if people could get those two events, and there's lots happening in the community. So.
Always is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in today. Certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
all right. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Mardig.